It's 34 degrees at 8:55. It's time to check in on the commodity markets on this Wednesday. We bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Looking like some green here since the 8:30 reopen. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Yeah, I think when I first showed up to the office this morning, prices looked a little bit defensive, but I think the firming crude market has probably given us just a little bit of a supportive feature. Currently looking at prices, March corn up a penny and a quarter at 364 and a quarter. May corn, 369, also up a penny and a quarter. July corn for next summer, up about one and a quarter as well at 373 and three quarters. I skipped over the December. December corn, 386 and a half, up three quarters of a cent. Moving over to the soyplex, March beans, 883, up three and a quarter. New crop November beans, 892, up a penny. I've got my meal market up about 60 cents and my oil market up about 19 or 20. Wheat market firming as well. March Chicago wheat, 466 and three quarters, up 2.5 cents. July new crop, 476 and a half, also up 2.5. Kansas City wheat's up a penny, and Minneapolis wheat is also, Minneapolis wheat's now down a quarter. Livestock market's mixed. Don't have mixed impressions, but I do think the cattle market made a move of consequence yesterday. Plus side, also watching the feeder cattle closely. Looking at the commitment to traders report, desegregated commitment to traders on all futures combined positions as of February 9th. Soft red winter wheat saw net sellers of about 23,000 contracts last week. Now the funds are short about 83,000 contracts, fairly sizable position, probably looking for a little bit of short covering there. Corn, they were net sellers of 22,000 contracts, currently short about 100,000 contracts. There's plenty of room for them to do some short covering there as well. Soybeans, net sellers of about 10,000 contracts, currently short about 56,000 contracts. All three of those markets look like they're vulnerable to a little bit of a short covering. Soybeans, modestly lower as favorable weather in South America supports production estimates and early harvest progress. Economic news this morning showed housing starts off a little bit, probably showing that giving the stock market a little bit of a challenge. On our daily visit to volume and open interest numbers this morning shows corn open interest dropped about 8.5 thousand contracts yesterday on a volume of about 415,000. It appears to be a little bit of a short covering, as we mentioned earlier, as far as the commitment to traders report. The market looks vulnerable to some additional short covering. Soybean open interest was up about 13,000 contracts at face value. This appears to be a little bit of new buying interest since we did finish the day up about 3 or 4 cents. Wheat open interest also up a few thousand contracts, so with the modestly higher close, at initial buying interest may be developing. News this morning, as far as OPEC is concerned, they did have a little bit of a minor meeting. I think 5 or 6 components of the OPEC met, looking to see if they could reduce energy production. It sounds like instead of a reduction in energy production, they're basically going to cap it at January's levels. There was a little bit of animosity about that decision because one of the countries had actually reduced production by a little bit. So there's still a little bit of challenge going on as far as trying to find the balance. In days of old, whenever OPEC talked, it was more of a catalyst for a change than it was actual results. That's about all I got for you, so thanks and have a great day.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot. Have a good Wednesday.
You too.
Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 13th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold can be found at AgriGold.com.
It's 8:59, checking weather. Mostly cloudy skies in your forecast today. The high 35 degrees. Northwest winds up to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, down to 27 for the low. Winds will shift to the southeast up to 10 miles per hour. Windy and mostly cloudy tomorrow, warmer with a high of 46 degrees. Winds increasing to 20 to 25 miles per hour tomorrow afternoon out of the southeast. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 43. And then windy, warmer, mostly sunny for Friday, all the way up to 65 degrees. But we could see winds out of the southwest gusting up to 45 miles per hour. And it looks like we'll still be in the 50s for the weekend. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org.